Okay, let's unpack this. In a world just overflowing with information, you know, where headlines flash and trends shift constantly, the real superpower isn't just knowing things.
Right, it's knowing what actually matters.
Exactly. Understanding the implications and maybe most importantly, knowing how to use that knowledge. So today we're embarking on a deep dive. We've got a trio of, well, frankly, fascinating sources that show just how fast technology, global business, and even content are evolving.
Especially with AI driving so much of it.
Absolutely. Artificial intelligence is kind of the thread connecting these. Our mission today is pretty clear. Cut through the noise. We want to pull out the most important nuggets from these materials for you.
Yeah, distill it down.
We'll be looking at some incredible new capabilities in a major AI model, uncovering, I think, some vast opportunities for global expansion that maybe people aren't thinking about.
Often overlooked, definitely.
And looking at how a massive video platform is making multilingual content, well, way easier than before.
And what's so compelling, I think, is how these three different things actually connect. You've got this deep dive into ChatGPT-5's new features from Kevin Stratvert's analysis. Then you have these insights on global expansion, particularly from Darcy Ogundaga and reformationleadership.com.
Right, focusing on that French Black diaspora opportunity.
Exactly. And then the practical side of YouTube's automatic dubbing, they don't just exist in isolation.
Yeah.
They really paint this picture of, well, a much more connected and technologically empowered world.
Yeah.
We want to show you not just what's happening, but really why it matters for you.
Yeah, precisely. So whether you're maybe an entrepreneur looking at new markets or a content creator trying to reach a wider audience.
Or even just curious.
Or just someone super curious about the cutting edge. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're definitely in for some aha moments today, I think. Things that could really shift your perspective.
Coming one, the AI frontier, ChatGPT-5 and beyond. Okay, so kicking us off, let's dive headfirst into the AI frontier. Kevin Stratvert's video, it basically heralds the official arrival of ChatGPT-5. And not just an update, right? They're calling it their smartest, fastest, and most useful model yet. That's OpenAI's own words.
That's a big claim. And the key thing, it's now the default on ChatGPT.com and the latest app.
So it's out there. Accessible.
Right. No longer just for beta testers or insiders. It's available right now for, well, potentially millions of people. And talking about accessibility, the way they've structured the tiers is quite interesting.
Yeah. So if you're on the free plan, you get full access to GPT-5. But there's a limit.
Like a daily message limit.
Exactly. Kevin Stratvert mentioned it's around some messages a day, something like that.
Okay. But what happens after 30? Does it just stop?
No, and this is the clever part. It automatically switches you to GPT-5 Mini.
Ah, so you still have access, just maybe a slightly less powerful version.
Precisely. You get continuous use, which is great for free users. You're not just cut off.
That's smart. And for pro users.
Well, they get what OpenAI calls extended reasoning power. Plus, they can actually choose a specific GPT-5 thinking mode.
Suggesting deeper processing, like for really tough problems.
That's the implication, yeah. More control, potentially more computational horsepower when you really need it. But what's really fascinating here, and Kevin Stratvert pointed this out, is the shift in architecture. It's moving away from having, you know, separate models you had to pick.
Right, like one for general stuff, one for reasoning.
Exactly. Now, it's presented as a single unified GPT-5.
So it just figures out what you need.
Kind of, yeah. It automatically adjusts how deeply it thinks based on your question. Simple query, quick answer, complex problem.
It ramps up the thinking.
It engages deeper reasoning, as they put it. You don't have to manage that complexity anymore. The AI does it, which makes the user experience feel incredibly smooth. But it's important to know, as the source revealed, it's actually two different models working behind the scenes, even though it looks like one.
Really? So it's like an intelligent router picking the right engine.
That's a good way to put it. It chooses the right specialist for the job.
Yeah.
Without you even knowing. Which does make you wonder, you know, how does that internal complexity translate? Does it just seem smarter because it manages resources better? Or is the combination itself genuinely more intelligent?
That's a deep question. It feels smarter, certainly more adaptable from the user's side.
Definitely. And that feeds into their performance claims.
Which are pretty bold, right?
Very bold. They're saying GPT-5 outperforms the O3 reasoning model and GPT-4.5 on both reasoning and creativity.
Wow. Considering how good 4.5 was.
Exactly. Kevin Stratvert called it quite the statement. These previous models were already state-of-the-art not long ago.
And they're also promising fewer hallucinations. That's huge, if true.
Yeah, more reliable with fewer hallucinations.
Yeah.
That addresses a major pain point with LLMs, you know, the tendency to sometimes just make things up confidently. Improved reliability would be a massive win.
Okay, so claims are one thing, but Stratford's video actually showed it in action, right? With the cookie company example.
Yes. The Kevin Cookie Company. It was a great way to illustrate the capabilities. He gave it a really creative prompt.
What was it again?
He asked it to generate a working Tetris game.
Okay, cool.
But the pieces had to be cookie images, not blocks. And it needed to use the company's brand colors.
Ah, okay. That's a fun challenge. How did it do?
Amazingly well, actually. It generated the full game, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, the whole package.
No way. A playable game?
Yep. Now, it couldn't directly embed the logo image he provided into the code itself.
Okay, maybe a limitation there.
But get this.
Uh-huh.
It pulled the brand colors directly from the logo. He just dragged the logo file into the chat.
Wow. So it understood the image content to get the colors. That's multimodal in action.
Exactly. It shows it can process visual input, not just text, and use that information.
Yeah.
And the code itself was apparently clean, well-commented.
Useful code, not just technically working code.
Right. It really demonstrates a leap beyond just text.
Yeah.
It's creative, practical, technical, all at once. And think about what that means, you know. For small businesses, prototyping becomes way faster.
Like mocking up an interactive website feature in minutes instead of days.
Precisely. Or creating personalized interactive content for marketing. Maybe even just individuals making fun little apps without needing to be expert coders.
It definitely lowers the barrier to creating quite sophisticated digital things. It's a shortcut to understanding rapid development possibilities.
For sure.
But it's not just the core model getting upgrades, right? Mm-hmm. The whole ChatGPT ecosystem is evolving.
Oh, yeah. This is where it gets really interesting for, like, daily productivity.
The integrations.
Yes. You can now connect ChatGPT to your Gmail and Google Calendar.
Okay, hold on. Directly connect them.
Correctly, which basically turns it into this super-powered personal assistant.
Give me an example. What could you actually do?
Well, imagine just asking it, summarize my last 5 unread emails.
Yeah. And it just, without opening Gmail.
That's the idea. Or find a 2-hour meeting slot for me next week. It checks your calendar.
That would save so much time.
Right. Or even draft a reply to Sarah's email about the budget. It could potentially pull context.
Okay, that's genuinely transformative. Is that available now?
It's rolling out to pro users first, apparently, with wider access coming later.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's happening. It really shifts ChatGPT from just a language tool into something embedded in your workflow.
A true productivity engine.
It connects the language model to your actual work tools. It's not just answering questions. It's doing things for you,
mm-hmm.
managing your digital life.
Less friction, more focus on the important stuff.
Exactly.
There were also some smaller touches mentioned. Personalization.
Yeah, the ability to customize his personality a bit, make it feel more like your assistant,
yeah.
and changing the chat color.
Little things, but they can make the experience feel better, I suppose.
Mm. Stratford noted that wasn't live when he tested, so it shows how fast things are rolling out. Very recent stuff.
And the voice interaction is better, too. Advanced voice mode.
Yeah, this sounded pretty impressive. It's not just dictation. It's meant to be a dynamic, natural conversation.
Like talking to a person.
Closer to it, apparently. The example was great. Kevin brainstorming cookie flavors. He threw out some wild ideas.
Like bacon bits. I think I remember that.
Yeah, or bacon-wrapped jalapenos dipped in chocolate.
And how did the AI handle that?
It didn't just dismiss it. It was more like, interesting idea. Maybe test it as a limited edition first.
That's surprisingly nuanced, like sensible advice from a colleague.
Right. It shows better conversational flow, understanding intent, maybe even a bit of digital diplomacy, even with weird requests.
It's more like a collaborator you can talk with, not just a tool you command.
That's a good way to put it. It reduces the friction in using AI for more complex back-and-forth tasks like brainstorming.
And finally, the study mode. This sounds potentially huge.
Oh, definitely. This provides step-by-step, personalized help to learn anything.
Anything, like coding.
Mm-hmm.
Or
baking cookies. The example was literally learning to bake chocolate chip cookies. The AI guides you step by step, checks your understanding.
Like a personal tutor.
Exactly. An endlessly patient one. And this is apparently live for everyone now. Which really makes you ask, right? Could this be a genuine game changer for personalized education?
Accessible learning, skill acquisition.
On a massive scale. It turns AI from just a knowledge source into an interactive teacher. Think about learning complex skills, professional development, academic help, tailored just for you.
Okay, so ChatGPT-5 is this incredibly powerful tool for creation, productivity, even learning. But how do you apply that power effectively? Where do you direct it?
Exactly, which leads us perfectly into our next source.
Call it two.
Going global, the French Black Diaspora opportunity.
Right, so we have this amazing tool, but a tool needs a purpose, a direction. And that's where our second source comes in, featuring Darcy Ogundaga, the founder of Twitter Media and Reformation Leadership.
Yeah, this broadcast was really eye-opening. He's highlighting a significant movement, his word, within the French Black Diaspora.
Something that's been building but is accelerating now.
Precisely. Gaining momentum, especially in the last few weeks, as of when the source was recorded, around August 7th, 2025, he really stresses the urgency and the opportunity.
For who specifically? Big companies.
No, that's the key point. He emphasizes that entrepreneurs, businesses of all sizes, you don't need to be Coca-Cola or Apple, can go global.
How? Using AI?
Yes, leveraging AI and technology, specifically for content monetization and content translation. Mm. It's about actively participating, not just being present.
Creating revenue streams in these markets.
Exactly. And he stresses the immense, often untapped potential.
Where exactly?
He points to the 27 French-speaking countries in Africa, plus regions like Martinique, Guadeloupe, Montreal, Paris, Brussels.
Wow, that's a huge potential audience.
Huge. He calls it a trillion-dollar question. What are you doing to seize this? It's presented as a tangible economic frontier available right now.
And Darcy Ogundaga himself, he has a unique perspective, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Also known as Dio Vanta. He's African, from Gabon, born in Paris, lived over 20 years in the U.S. Mm-hmm. That gives him this deep dual understanding
of both the diaspora and the U.S. business world.
Right. And he's not just talking theory. He and his wife have been teaching globally for 10 years, conducted 7 global tours across 4 continents in 7 consecutive years.
That's serious on-the-ground experience.
Definitely. And his track record.
Yeah.
He's coached the top 10% of French African coaches and experts, helping them generate millions of euros and reach millions.
And he's explicitly a pioneer in using AI for this.
Yes, a pioneer in the integration of artificial intelligence tools for global expansion. That's key. Plus, he's worked with huge names, Bill Winston, Miles Monroe, Bishop Jakes, Creflo Dollar.
Helping them expand their reach outside the U.S.
Exactly. He's demonstrably helping major players go global. And he points to other high-profile figures engaging now, too, which adds weight to his argument.
Like who?
Bishop Jakes, focusing on Africa Exchange. E. Leisure and Lauren Hill in Benin. Samuel Jackson, Ludacris in Gabon. Sierra in Benin.
So big names are already moving in this direction.
It underscores the strategic significance. If they see the opportunity, it's likely very real and substantial. It's not niche. It's becoming mainstream.
And Ogundaga is really pushing AI as essential for this.
Unequivocally. Mm-hmm. He says, if you don't do AI and you don't think about going global, this is a two major thing, you cannot escape.
Wow. Not optional, but required for growth.
That's the message. Even citing Bishop Jakes talking about global reach in a church context to amplify your voice and serve more people, it applies across the board.
Okay, so if you're listening and thinking, this sounds interesting, how do I learn more? Does he offer ways to engage?
Yes. 3 clear paths he mentioned. First, a powerful, powerful webinar on August 22nd, 23rd.
What's that cover?
Teaching the details and the right tools with practical example how to go global with your content. He backs this up by saying his own business operates in 67 countries.
Okay, impressive. What else?
A free 15-minute consultation to discuss your specific situation, see how his blueprint might fit.
Personalized advice. Nice.
And third, an audiobook, Before You Leave America, focused on how to scale your business globally via AI.
Available everywhere.
No, interestingly, it's only on his website, reformationleadership.com, not Amazon. He says it's to build community directly.
Hmm. Strategic. It keeps people connected to his platform.
And his whole philosophy hinges on this idea. Opportunity and speed are twins.
Meaning you need to act fast.
Exactly. You can't grab an opportunity without speed. And speed comes from having information others don't. Acting first, positioning yourself.
Like he did.
That's his claim. He says because he engaged early, built partnerships, he's now reaping the benefits because he was ahead of the game.
It's a powerful lesson in foresight.
It really is. And it poses that crucial question for you, listening. What can you do now to gain that early mover advantage in your own space? How can you use these insights to position yourself? Like 3, bridging language barriers. YouTube's automatic dubbing.
Okay, so that connects perfectly. Darcy Ogundaga is talking about global opportunities, especially using AI for translation. But actually doing well translation has always been a huge hurdle.
Oh, absolutely. Cost, time, complexity.
Yeah.
It's a major barrier for most creators running to reach global audiences.
Which brings us to our third source, YouTube's automatic dubbing feature. This feels like the practical tool that enables the strategy Ogundaga is talking about.
It really does. It tackles that language barrier head on. And it's not some complex third-party thing. It's built right into YouTube.
And it's on by default.
Yes. Turned on by default for channels. That's a big statement from YouTube about wanting to make content global.
Are they adding more languages?
Constantly. They're always evaluating and expanding support, sometimes marking new ones as experimental while they fine-tune them.
So the reach is growing over time.
Definitely. And creators can easily see what's available for their specific videos. There's a languages page in YouTube Studio. It lists all the available languages for dubbing, including the experimental ones, so you know exactly where your content could go.
Transparency is key. Okay, let's talk specifics. How many languages can it dub into English?
The source listed a remarkable 16 languages.
16? Wow.
Like what? Let's see. Dutch, French, German, Hindi, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malayalam, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Tamil, Telugu, Turkish, Ukrainian, Vietnamese.
That covers a huge swath of the globe. Think about content from those regions suddenly becoming accessible in English.
It's massive potential for cross-cultural sharing and learning.
And what about the other way around? Dubbing from English?
Also quite substantial. 10 languages listed. Dutch, French, German, Hindi, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Polish, Portuguese, and Spanish.
So English creators can reach audiences in all those languages automatically.
That's the power of it. It facilitates that two-way flow of content. And look at those languages again. French, Spanish, German, Hindi, various Indian languages.
Directly relevant to Darcy Ogundaga's points about the French diaspora and other global groups.
Exactly. This is the practical AI-powered content translation he was talking about, happening at scale on a major platform. It removes a massive barrier to entry for creators wanting to implement that global strategy.
It makes going global seem much less daunting.
For sure. It democratizes it.
Yeah.
But importantly, YouTube also gives creators control over this. It's not just forced on you.
Right, because quality matters. You can turn it off entirely.
Flip at the channel level. In YouTube Studio settings, upload defaults, then advanced settings. So you have the final say if it's not right for your content.
And can you review the dubs before they go live if you do want to use it but want to check the quality?
Yes, and this is crucial. You can enable manually reviewed dubs before publishing.
Okay, that's good, especially for tricky content.
Definitely. You can choose to review all languages. Or just the experimental ones if you trust the more established languages more.
So you can balance efficiency with quality control.
Perfectly put. It ensures you can maintain your brand voice, accuracy, cultural nuance.
Things that automatic translation might sometimes miss.
Exactly. And you can even manage this on a per video basis.
Oh, really? So even if channel level auto dub is on, you can flag specific videos for manual review?
Precisely. During the upload process, maybe for a really important launch or something sensitive.
That level of granular control is vital, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It shows YouTube understands that creators need both the scale of automation and the precision of human oversight. It bridges that gap beautifully for navigating global content. Line 4, connecting the dots, AI, content, and global impact.
Okay, so let's pull all these threads together. We've got ChatGPT-5 as this incredibly advanced AI for creation and learning.
Right, a foundational tool.
We have Darcy Ogundaga's insights from reformationleadership.com highlighting massive global opportunities like the French Black diaspora and the need for AI and speed.
The strategic why and what.
And we have YouTube's automatic dubbing as the practical how to overcome language barriers at scale.
Exactly. When you put them together, you see this powerful ecosystem emerging.
It's not just separate innovations. They feed into each other.
Totally. Think about it. ChatGPT-5 helps you create amazing content, translate ideas, maybe even code interactive elements. It can help you learn what you need to know to even formulate your global strategy via study mode.
So it's the engine for content and knowledge.
Then Darcy Ogundaga provides the map and the motivation. He shows you where the opportunities are huge, untapped markets, and why you need to leverage AI translation and monetization to reach them effectively. He gives you the blueprint.
Based on real-world success, generating millions.
And finally, YouTube's dubbing is the vehicle. It takes the content you created, maybe with ChatGPT's help, and makes it instantly accessible to those global audiences Ogundaga identified.
Without the old barriers of manual translation costs and complexity.
It's the tech infrastructure making these strategic vision achievable for almost anyone. It's a direct line from idea to content to global reach.
So for you listening, this isn't just tech news. It's about practical tools and strategies.
Absolutely. You can use ChatGPT-5 right now to refine your ideas, summarize information, learn new skills with study mode.
Making yourself smarter, faster.
And then armed with that, you can seriously consider, how could my knowledge, my business, my content be amplified globally using these insights and tools?
Reaching audiences you never thought possible before.
And it fundamentally changes your relationship with information, doesn't it?
Oh, so?
Well, in this world overflowing with noise, these tools, plus strategic insight, like from Ogundaga, let you not only consume knowledge efficiently,
cutting through the clutter,
but also project your own value, your own message globally. With that speed, Ogundaga emphasized.
It shifts you from being just a consumer to an active, potentially global creator or influencer.
Exactly. Leveraging tech to expand your impact and seize those opportunities quickly.
So we've really taken a deep dive today. We explored the cutting edge of AI with ChatGPT-5. We uncovered fertile ground for global expansion thanks to Darcy Ogundaga and ReformationLeadership.com, focusing on areas like the French Black diaspora. And we saw the practical power of YouTube's automatic dubbing.
And the common thread, really, is how technology is simultaneously making the world smaller, more connected.
And opportunities larger, more accessible, if you know how to navigate it.
Which leads to the final thought, maybe the provocation for you. As you look at what you do, your work, your passion, what untapped global opportunity can you now really envision? With powerful tools like ChatGPT-5 and platforms like YouTube bridging those language gaps, how might you use AI not just to learn or analyze, but to actively connect, create, amplify, and truly go global?
It's a powerful question to ponder. Keep exploring, keep asking those questions, and definitely keep using these incredible resources to make your mark.
The tools and the insights are out there.
They really are. We hope this deep dive gave you plenty to think about and maybe even more to act on. Until next time, stay curious.